such silence.
Ahlquist, Anderson, Berryhill, Blakesley, Calderon, Canella, Corbett, Correa, De Leon, Tissonnier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMaffa, Leno, Ted Liu, Carol Liu, Lowenthal, Nugent McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Runner, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Thank you. Will the members and our guests beyond the rail in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfie, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Padilla.
Good afternoon. The great 20th century theologian and writer, C.S. Lewis, observed that courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point. On a daily basis, our beliefs, our morals, our ideals are tested by the realities of life. Who we are is not merely a matter of the virtues we espouse. Rather, it is the ongoing courageous steps we must take to put those ideals into action each and every day that ultimately defines who we are. May the Holy One, the Creator of us all, grant us the wisdom to repair what ails our society, the fortitude to do what is not easy, and the courage to always act with integrity. May this be God's will. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. Privileges of the floor. Recognize Senator Canella. Okay, recognize Senator Corbett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Recognize Senator Canella again.
We are flying the flag of Ukraine at the podium this morning in recognition of 8 members of the U.S.-Ukraine Foundation from Khmelnytsky. Took me a while to pronounce that, so I hope I said it right. They are led by Mr. Paul Keene, and they're back here, by the way, Division Dean of Humanities, Social Sciences, and Education at San Joaquin Delta College. The delegation is reestablishing a long-term partnership with their sister city of Modesto. The city of Khmelnytsky became a sister city of Modesto in 1987 while still part of the Soviet Union. Members, please join me in extending a warm welcome to our honored guests from the Ukraine.
Senator Corbett, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Under privilege of the floor, I just wanted to call everyone's attention to the terrible tragedy that we see unfolding in Japan and also the effects on our very own state. So I just wanted to call our attention. Our thoughts go out to the many people of Japan that have been affected by this terrible tragedy of an earthquake and then the ensuing tsunami, and also the loss of life here in California as well. I did want to let the members know that as the chair of the Select Committee on Earthquake Safety and Preparedness and Recovery, we are planning a hearing, hopefully to be scheduled for next week, so that we can have a thorough understanding of how earthquake impacts can affect the state of California as well and make sure we are as prepared as possible. So members, I know many of you are involved in support efforts in your own communities, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, Senator Corbett. Senator Price, for what purpose do you rise, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce my guests from the California Youth in Theater, who are standing in the rear of the chambers, who will be standing, or who are standing. We are?
They are en route, Mr. Price.
Mr. Diane Lai from Claremont High School, Ms. McKenna Wade from St. Lucie's Priority High School, Ms. Kim O'Rourke, Ms. Wade's teacher, and the director of California Youth and Theater, Ms. Gay Jones, and her husband, Mr. Wendell Jones. Please welcome.
Welcome, guests. Are there other items under privileges of the floor?
31, Bernie. 32, Bernie.
Yes. And Senator Price, do you have one other item at this time?
I'm going to adjourn in memory.
Members, if we could have your attention, please. Senator Price has an adjourn in memory.
Senator Wright and I rise in memory of Reverend Billy Ingram, who passed away on Tuesday, March the 8th. Reverend Ingram wore many hats. He was an activist, historian, a photographer, and a classmate of mine in high school. Born in Florence, Alabama, his family moved to Los Angeles in 1956. He was an accomplished athlete where he attended Morningside High School and eventually earned a full scholarship at the University of Oregon. For nearly 21 years, he studied under the tutelage of international scholar Dr. Buttress Malik. He used his many teachings to inspire others, captivate crowds, and communicate the word of God. His message was global as he spread the gospel in England, Ghana, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Kenya. Dr. Ingram is survived by his wife, twin sons Samuel and Solomon, as well as three adult children, Billy Ingram Jr., Miriam, and Karis. Please join me in commemorating his passing and honoring his life.
Thank you, Senator Price. And Senator Price, please convey the sympathies of the Senate to friends and family, and the desk asks that the name be brought forward so we can ensure a proper memorialization. Are there other items under privileges of the floor, members? If not, Senator Dutton, forgive me, sir.
No problem. I just want to announce there will be a Republican caucus in room 305 immediately following session.
A Republican caucus in room 305 immediately upon the following of session. Senator Steinberg, for what purpose do you rise, sir?
Thank you very much. To announce a very brief Democratic caucus immediately after session, and if the desk is clear, is the desk clear?
I believe we have messages from the governor, which will be deemed read, messages from the assembly, which will be deemed read, reports of the committees, which will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. We have no items under motions, resolutions, and notices. Under introductions and first reading of bills, those items will be deemed read without objection. There is no business on the daily file, members. And if there is no other business, Senator Steinberg, now the desk is clear.
Thank you. The House will be on the call of the President pro tem of the Senate. Further announcements to follow. Brief Democratic caucus. Thank you.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made pursuant to the President pro tem. We remain on call, members.